Ches Sivon, Isruchag, Rabbi Yosef Aaron Royd, Isruchag, keep connected.
Morning, I got an Isruchag, and I got an Erev Shabbos. I'd like Bez Hashem to connect Isruchag to Erev Shabbos and to Parshas Nosei, to Siyata Lishmaya. The emphasis is, the idea of speaking on Isruchag was at first a bit challenging. Because on one hand, being Yitzchak, one expects to hear something about Shavuos, because that is the mood of Yitzchak. But do people really have a cheshit to hear about Shavuos and Yitzchak? I'm not sure. So it is a bit challenging. But then I realized that if we only knew a little bit more about Shavuos, we would understand what's special about the Isruchag of Shavuos and the few days following Shavuos. So I want to bring you a little bit back into Shavuos, and I'd like to share with you a medrash. This medrash, I think, anybody when they hear it the first time, they find it fascinating. It's a medrash which is an Ayalkut Shemoni in Parashas Yisroi, Ois Reish Ein Aleph. And if you try and look for it, you're going to have a hard time, because Reish Ein Aleph in Yalkut Shemoni is very long, and it's like a needle in a haystack, but it's there. The Yalkut Shemoni brings from the Pesikta. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Bonai, my children, hey, you kairin as a parasha hazu. I would like you to read the parasha of Matan Torah b'chol shana, every year. Every year on Shavuos, I would like you to read Kriyas HaTorah, the parasha of Matan Torah. And when you do that, v'ani ma'ale aleichem, I reckon it upon you, ke'ilu atem oimdim lifnei har Sinai u'makablim as HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. That at the time that we read, in the Kriyas HaTorah, we read the parasha of Yisroi, the parasha of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons it, Ma'ale ani aleichem. Ani ma'ale aleichem, ki ilu atem oimtim lefnei har Sinai, mekablim es HaTorah. So gewalt genussuch, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, that he reckons it as if every Yid is going through a resolution, or whatever, of Kabbalah HaTorah, when we read the parasha of Matan Torah on Shavuos. Now this medrash is fascinating for what it is, but sometimes because it's so fascinating, one can overlook a diuk in the medrash. And only after I'd seen the medrash quite a few times, I realized that there's some diuk here, there's something which has to be dwelled on in this medrash. Besides the general hisoeruf that you get from it. The medrash says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu reckons upon Klal Yisrael, Ki'ilu atim oimdim lifnei har Sinai, Mekablim es HaTorah. And we know that no word in Chazal is extra. Well, what are these two things? What's Ki'ilu Atem Oyimdim Lefnei Har Sinai Mekablim es HaTorah? I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want to reckon it as if on Shavuos we Mekabel the Torah, it's a Gaval Zagazach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it as a Klal Yisrael wants, as if they've said again, now Sev Nishma. But what's so special about imagining as if we're standing in front of Har Sinai? What's the difference where we are? What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'ala Aleichem Kilo Atem Oindim Lefnei Har Sinai? It's not the main thing, the Mekabelim Es HaTorah. Then it says, if you stretch your memory, you might remember that a few weeks ago you all asked this kasha by Seder nights. We ask it every year when we say Dayenu. Ilu Kirvon Lefnei Har Sinai. What's special about standing in front of Har Sinai? I could say it's the same kasha. But when we look in Chazal about Mamad HaSinai, we see that Mamad HaSinai in itself was a very special moment. Mamad HaSinai, the Mephoshim tell us, and the Be'emes Shir HaShirim is full of it, that Mamad HaSinai was a kind of Nisuin, a kind of chuppah between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu was compared to the Chosn, and Klal Yisrael compared to the Kalot. The Kofa Aleim Ha Kigigis, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu lifted the mountain up upon Klal Yisrael. As Chazal tells us in Masech HaShabbos, the Mephoshim say that Lomzent of Achupa. Shir Hashirim is full of it. Pesukim in Shir Hashirim, Klal Yisrael and the Golus, they talk about the old Chibas Nisuin, the love that they felt, Peshas, that they got bonded and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Matan Torah, and they yearn along that this issues, this bond, this connection should be revived. And this inyan, this idea of a Kodesh Baruch Hu being compared to a Chosn, and Klal Yisrael being compared to a Kal at the time of Matan Torah, it's something very intrinsic to our Yom Tov of Shavuos every year. The Ur Chaim in Parshas Emor on the Posuk of Usfartim Lechem Omochas HaShabbos, the Posuk of Sfir Soema, the Ur Chaim brings from the Zohar HaKodesh, Ki Letzad Shehoyu B'tumas Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim were affected from the Tumah of the Mitzrayim. V'rotzo Hashem, and Hashem wanted Leizdavig is a Russian of Zivok, he wanted to make this Nisuin, so to speak, Lo'umozu, to Klal Yisrael. Donbo, K'mishpat Nido, Shadino Lispo Zayin Nikiyim, just as a Nido has a din of Zayin Nikiyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he did this zivug to Klal Yisrael, he required that Klal Yisrael should have to undergo this process of Shiva Nikim. V'tzivah sheyispru Shivah Shavuos. The 7 weeks is like the seven Nikim. The Rechaim explains that Klal Yisrael needed more. They needed not just 7 days, they needed 7 weeks, because it was the whole of Klal Yisrael and because the tumor was so great. After these Shiva Shavuos that Klal Yisrael needed to undergo, then they would be ready to be this color of the Rebbeinu Shlelem Kaviyochel. And the Rechaim HaKodesh goes further, and he says, "V'hagam and although kizehoyah bePesach Mitzrayim, this is what took place at Pesach Mitzrayim." When Klal Yisrael needed to be cleansed from the tumor of the Mitzrayim, K'mishpot hazeh ye'oseh bo'isoi perek atzmoi. The same thing has to take place in this time of the year, midei shono b'shono. Every year, midei shono b'shono, Klal Yisrael have to undergo this Shiva Nekiyim in order to get to Shavuos. And the Rechaim HaKodesh here tells us that every year on Shavuos, this takes place again, this kind of nisuin, this kind of chuppah between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that this chibur, this love, this bond and connection which took place at Matan Torah could be what the Medrash means when the Medrash says, "Anima la'alechem keilu atzim oivim tnei ha-sinai." It's not just that the Kodesh Baruch Hu reckons it as if we've been mekabel the Torah. There's something else which happens as well. B'shas Yidin lein Matan Torah on Shavuos, HaKodesh Baruch Hu renews and refreshes these feelings of connection, these feelings of bonding, like he had B'shas Matan Torah, this chosn kala kind of bonding which took place at Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews it every year, B'shas the Klal Yisrael, or leining the Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos. In the case any of you knew this Medrash already, this Yalkut Shemoini, I'm going to tell you a Medrash now that you haven't heard before. And this Medrash is a very obscure Medrash. It's one of the Medrashim which belong to the obscure Medrashim which were only revealed in the last few decades, which some are printed in a safe called Boti Medrashos. If any of you in the Beis Medrash where you daven, they have a set of Torah Shlemo, this multi-volume set of Bereshis and Shemois. Torah Shlemo is a liquid of all Medrashim of Seder Torah, and he brings within the Medrashim a lot of these obscure Medrashim. If you have access to a Torah Shlemo, you should look it up, because otherwise you won't believe me. The Torah Shlemo in Parashas Yisroi, on the Pasuk of Bechodesh HaShlishi, Kapitel Yudalof, Yotes Pasuk Aleph, in Medrash number Yud Gimel, he's got loads of Medrashim on that Pasuk, in Ois Yud Gimel, he brings a Medrash which was only found from Kisviyodis in later years, and the Medrash says, "B'chol shono v'shono, chayav odom, liois es atzmoi, not ki liosim mitzmoim, ki ilu ho'oimid lifnei ha-sinai." As I state the Chazal. And here as well, you see, Chazal don't say Keilu Hu Mekabel Es HaTorah. Chazal don't tell us about feeling Anas V'Nishma on Shavuos. Chazal say every year, Chayav Odom Lirus Es Atzmo Keilu Ha'Oimed Lifnei Har Sinai. And according to what we've said, Chazal are referring to this feeling of love, this chibur, this bond and connection which Klal Yisrael received at Matan Torah, as a Kala has towards the Chosen. Chazal tells us that we have to feel it every year. Last night, when I was davening Maariv, and I said, V'avoscha ratosi mimene le'ilomim, at the end of the second book of Birch Krishma, so a thought came to my mind. I thought to myself like this. This was Motzei Shavuos. So I thought to myself, what is the most deepest wish of a Kala a few days after her chasma? Now you're never going to get a clear answer from any Kala because there are so many feelings and emotions going on. But let us do the job for her and let us try and dig into the heart of a Kala a few days after her chuppah and think what is her most deepest wish, deepest inside her heart. And I think the answer is, I wish that the feelings that the my chosen has shown to me in the last few days should never weaken. And I thought, this idea came to my mind when I said, V'havoschar tosim imen re'lomim. Chazal tell us, and as the Chaim tells us, it happens every year. There was a certain Yisuin take place. We've just got married on Vob and Zion Sivan. Yesterday and the day before, there's been a kevayochel, a kind of nisuin between us and our chosn rebbeinu shelolam, and our deepest wish is v'havoscha ratosi mimenu le'olamim. This feeling of love, this chosn akala bond and connection, shouldn't weaken. So you might think I'm a bit too late. I should have told you this yesterday. So there's two answers to that question. The first answer is because I only thought of it last night, and the other answer is, because we're going to be saying it again tonight and tomorrow night. This doesn't just apply last night. Especially in the next few days, as we heard before, we don't say Tachron the many killers for a group of 7 days. And that's also similar to Chosn Akala, just like a Chosn Akala have a Sheva Brachos week. So we also have a Sheva Brachos week. For these few days that we still don't say Tachron, that's Kevayochli, like our Sheva Brachos week. You know, there's a Siach Yitzchok in the Siddur HaGur, there's a Siach Yitzchok. The Pirush Siach Yitzchok, and he says that we say on Yom Tov, Atzav HaTon Mekol HaAmim, or Havtor Yisson Nevertzi Sobonu. So he says, Atzav HaTon Mekol HaAmim is Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's Pesach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from the other nations. Or Havtor Yisson is Shavuos, and Nevertzi Sobonu is Matan Torah, Nevertzi Sobonu is Sukkos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Klal Yisrael Mechetze Egel, and he brought back the Anan Yaakov, that's Nevertzi Sobonu. So you see in the Sikh Yitzchok, that Ahavto Yisonu is Shavuos. If you ask somebody to depict Shavuos in two words, most people would say either Matan Torah or Kabbalah Satayah. But there's another way of answering that question. If you want to depict Shavuos in two words, you could say Ahavto Yisonu. Shavuos is the day when there was this immense outpour of Avor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, B'Shas Matan Torah, and Kamayim Aponim, it went both ways. There was not only an Avor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael had this immense Avor back to the Rabbeinu Shlomim, to our Chosn Kevayochol at Matan Torah. And this is what took place and takes place every year in Shavuos, and now we are nothing on that. We are feeding on this Ava, and we're going through this kind of Sheva Brachos week. I would like to say there's also a concept of Shana Rishona. The difference between this Shana Rishona and what we normally call a Shana Rishona is that by a regular Chosn V'Kala, when you finish Shana Rishona, you go on to Shana Shnia. But with us, when you finish Shana Rishona, it starts all over again. Because it'll be Shavuos again next year. So it's always Shana Rishona. Now let's think about this chosn and kala. You have this chosn and kala. And the chosn prepares himself for the chasna. And the Caleb pairs herself for her chasna. And the chasna's over. And the Sheva Bochus is over. And the chosn goes to his things. And the Caleb goes to her things. And they just forget about each other, ignore each other. That's not a healthy marriage. A chosn and a Caleb that get married, that's just the start of things. But they have to look to see that this connection should stay. They have to keep connected. And they have to work on it. Many young couples even go to Shalom Bayis lessons shortly after the Chasna. Not because they've got any problems that they want to sort out, not because they've got any issues they want to resolve. They just want to, they want guidance, they want to know how to maintain a healthy relationship. So do we not need to do the same? We also need to learn how to maintain a healthy relationship between us and our Chosn. We also have to discuss the kinds of Shalom Bayis which are necessary between Klai Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. So I think the Isru Chag on Shavuos is a day to think about the future of our relationship, this bond which we've created on Shavuos, the Amale Ani Aleichem Kide Atam Oid Mifnei Har Sinai, this bond which has been created on Shavuos, we have to ponder on Isru Chag and on the days following Shavuos. What are we going to do to keep connected, to keep our connection with the Ribono Shel Olam, to keep a healthy relationship with our Chosn? And I want to discuss this from two angles. There's the Asei Toiv and the Somira. There's what you can do to help this connection, and what you have to do, not do, to make sure not to infringe on this connection. And being Erev Shabbos, I think the most obvious means of keeping connected to the Ribono Shel Olam has to be Shabbos Kodesh. Now Shabbos is the time when a Yid connects and strengthens his connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. So I'd like to share with you a medrash. We all know, Goy Sheshovas Chayav Misa. A Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. Sounds very harsh. You know, if a guy doesn't keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and you mechayiv him Issa, I'll understand and accept that. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. But what's wrong in doing extra? Is there something wrong in doing? In doing extra? He wants to keep Shabbos, he's learned all about it. So the Medrash asks his kasha, the Medrash in Parshas Devarim asks his kasha. And the Medrash says, Eivit ki chavim sheshomas ha-shabbos chayiv Issa, lomo. Ma ha Issa lo ima eivit ki chavim sheshomas ha-shabbos chayiv Issa. Let's imagine how it goes in the world. Melech Matroino. Matroino is a kind of queen. And she's sitting with the Melech, with the king. They're talking, they're having a shmuz together, the king and the queen. Someone who comes and interrupts this conversation, would you not think he's Chayav Misa? Kach, similarly, HaShabbos HaZoidis Shabbos Bein Yisroel Uvein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenema Bein Yisroel Bnei Yisroel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisroel are enjoying themselves together on Shabbos Kodesh. Lefichoch Kol Ovid Kichovim Shebo Machnis Atzmoi Beineihem Chayav Misa. And we have to feel this. We have to feel, when it comes Shabbos Kodesh, we have to feel that this is our special time with the Ribono Shel Olam. The Umos HaOlam are not allowed to enter. And it goes even further than that. Not only are Goyim not allowed to enter, but the Erechaim, on this pasuk which the Medrash brings, Beini Yivein Bnei Yisrael, the Erechaim suggests that Beini Yivein Bnei Yisrael is a pasuk which is coming to exclude the Malachim. Says the Erechaim, the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu every Shabbos Kodesh is so strong and tight that even the Malachim try to get there. Try to get there inside this connection and they don't manage. And although the Erechaim HaKodesh says, Ulai, but somebody showed me that Avionis and Ibishitz and Parshas Bolok says it. He comes up with the same thing and he also writes that Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu are so connected to each other on Shabbos Kodesh that even the Malachim, when they try to enter, they cannot get in. This is a very penetrating word from I saw what's from Shimshon Pinchas. I think it's in the Sefer Shabbos Malkus. It's quite daring to say such a word, but he says it, he could say it. He says, we know Friday night we're coming from shul and we greet the malachim. Normally when we greet visitors, we tell them to take a seat and make them at home. Please make yourself at home. When you greet the malachim, we say, Baruchim l'sholom, and then Seschim l'sholom. We invite them and we ex-invite them. What's going on? Is this how we treat our guests? Says Rav Shimshon Pinchas, the job of the malachim is to accompany us home from shul and to bench our Shabbos tish. And then they say, now we are going to elevate ourselves. We are having a Seudah Shabbos. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. This doesn't belong to you. Seschem l'sholom. We're going to elevate ourselves. You can't join us now. We're going higher than you now. That's what Chaim HaKadosh says. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. So you tell the malachim, you have to leave now. We are going on a higher madriga than you. I have a vault I once thought of many years ago, and never haven't yet had a chance to say it by Rabbim. And I hope you'll see in your faces whether you do or don't agree with me, whether you think it's a good vault or not a good vault. It's my own vault. Chazal tell us Moshe Rabbeinu was hoistif yom echod medatoi. He delayed Matan Torah one day, and Chazal say why. He darshened a pasuk, he felt he learned from the pasuk they needed the extra day of Prisha. But just because Chazal give that reason, it doesn't stop us from giving other reasons. It's Yodua that Chazal often only say one reason for things, and there's many other reasons. So does HaTayor. So I want to suggest another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu decided to delay Matan Torah. And my reason is as follows. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of tzoros in the days leading up to Matan Torah. He wanted to go ahead with Matan Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachim came with signs. Mali Yilut Isha Beinenu, they asked Rabbeinu Shlom, what are you doing? Giving the Torah to the boss of Adam. And the Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm Choshe Shem Yisufuni Behevel Piyem. I can't speak to them, I'm scared they'll burn me. So Moshe Rabbeinu came up with a pretense. You know what I'll do? I'll delay Matan Torah. And therefore, instead of Matan Torah being Friday, it'll be on Shabbos. Ah, Matan Torah on Shabbos. The Malachim can't interfere anymore. They're out of the picture. Klal Yisrael, Shabbos, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Malachim don't have a connection. That way I'll be potter from the source, from the Malachim. So when you sit tonight at your Shabbos Suda, and you're relaxing over your chicken soup, this is what you should be thinking. We've been through a Nisuin here. We've been through a Chosn V'Kala kind of bond and connection. And this Shabbos, as for every single Shabbos as well, is a time when we have to renew our connection, we have to feel it, and we have to keep connected with the Rebbeinu Shlom. We mustn't lose this connection that was given to us yesterday and the day before in Shavuos. So that's the Asei Toiv of keeping connected. What about the Sumira? What do we have to do? What do we have to be careful for not to lose this connection? And I think the answer is in Parshas Nosai. In this week's Parsha, and I think, perhaps I want to suggest that's why Shavuos usually falls on Parsha Tosri. We know that nowadays, and as much as we're busy with Kiruv Rechaikim, but the Sultan is busy with Rechuk Kerevim. And therefore, many people nowadays are losing their Cheshek in Yiddishkeit. And if you think of the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu being described as a Chosn V'Kala, so how would we describe, how would we paraphrase, in line of this moshul, the concept of people losing their cheshek for Yiddishkeit achmon Islam? And I think we would call them a soita. A soita is someone who originally had a connection with, a soul connection only with her baal, her husband, and now she's shown an interest in another husband. If a Yid shows an interest in things outside the Rebbeinu Shlom, outside the Olam HaRuchni, then he is behaving like a Soita. There are many psukim in Nach that describe Yidin in the Golos as being boigered, being disloyal to their man, to their husband, the Rebbeinu Shlom. And if we live in a generation where Rachmon and Islam, we see so many, we hear about so many people who have shown an interest in things which are counter to the bond with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then we have to know what to do about it. And the answer is written in Rashi in this week's Parsha. In this week's Parsha, Rashi says the answer. Rashi brings from a Chazal. Kol haroya soito b'kilkulo. We nowadays, I think, we can say we are unfortunately living in a generation of roya soito b'kilkulo. When what we hear, what goes on in Klal Yisrael, people who are drifting away. This is a matzav of roya soita b'kukono. We are seeing people behaving like a soita, moving away from these issues that Klal Yisrael have naturally with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And for your roya soita b'kukono, Chazal tell us what to do about it. Yazir atzmi min hayayin. So what does that mean, following with this moshel nimshel? What is yazir atzmi min hayayin? So let's open the Shir HaShirim, because the Shir HaShirim we talk about Klal Yisrael's bond with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Shir HaShirim, we say, at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, the pasuk tells us, Yishakeinim Neshikis Pihu, which Rashi tells us, Neshikis Pihu is the most highest level of love. Kitoivim Deidecho Mi Yoyin. Your Yedidus, the Kala says to the Chosin, is more than Yayin. What is Yayin? So the Sefonu, in his Peirush and Shir HaShirim, tells us that Yayin is Roish Letanugos Bnei Odom. Yayin symbolizes Tanugim, because it's the most, it's the highest level of Tanug Olam Hazeh is Yayin. So we tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kitoivim Deidecho Miyayin, your Yedidos that we feel towards you, and you feel towards us, is greater than any Tanug of Olam Hazeh. And here Chazal tell us, Kol Roya Soito V'Kukulo Yazir Atzmi Min Hayayin. Yazir Atzmi Min Hayayin means one has to be careful not to get lost in Tanugei Olam Hazeh. So with this, I would like to finish off with a lotion of a Sefer Chinuch, which the Mishtabura brings. If you ever started learning Mishtabura, I say the with Bialocha, and you would have certainly passed this one, because it's the Bialocha and Simon Aleph, he brings from the Chinuch. The mitzvah HaSeim and HaTayor, to be Oyev HaSamokim, to like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Le'er HaSamokim Boruch HaShneem, Vahavta Yisrael Melekecho. And as I said, Shavuos is the day of Vahavta Yisonu, and we have to reflect it back, and we have to have Ahavta the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Bialocha says, B'Shem Lechinuch, Ketz Ligi Ha'odem La'arvo, Hu Alidei HaTayor, Shem Toich Kach HaTomakiyos Mishroma V'Hoya Oilom, Shalidei Hesboinenus B'Tayor, Yakiyos Gudelosi Shel HaKodesh Boruch Hu, She'en Loi Eirech V'Loi Ketz, V'Sis Yashiv Ha'arvo B'Lirboi B'Hechruch. And the main thing I want to say is the next part. V'Inyan HaMitzvah, Sh'Yire Ha'odem La'osim Kom HaGomoso, a person should leave, should put all his striving, v'chol machashavtoi acha avas Hashem yisporach, v'yarich b'liboy, and he should measure in his heart, k'chol mash yesh ba'olam, everything he has in this world, mi'oyisheh uvonim v'chovoid, whatever he has in this world, all his wealth, and covoid, hakoil hu ka'ayin is worth nothing, neged avoso yisporach, v'yayagatomi, they should constantly toil, b'vakoshas chochmas ha'teor, l'maniasig yidio ba'Hashem. And then the Mishnah finishes, Mamish, what I've just said, is the Roya Soita B'Kukula. V'hakiveyas machashavtoi b'inyonim ha'gashmiyim. Somebody who fixes his thoughts in inyonim gashmiyim, v'havahavlei ho'olam, sh'loi l'shem shmayim, rak l'his'aneg u'lahasi kovoid, bitel asei zu v'oil shoy godel. The Mishnah says, the bitul asei, says the Chinuch, of Ahavas Hashem, is to focus on Tanug Olam Hazeh. And I think that after Shavuos, when we've made this connection and this bond to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we have to be mechazik ourselves in feeling, in keeping connected, having a healthy relationship on and on with our chosn Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we have to be careful to be yazer atzmi l'yayim, not to get lost in tanuga olam hazeh, which is a head-on steer to avas Hashem yisbor. So Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help, and we should keep connected. Kaseida, we should take a chizuk and Shabbos Kodesh to fill this connection. Kaseida, right through our Shonu Hashem until next Yeshuvos, and Be'ez Hashem, the Zivug Zalil Yofu Zayn.